Bob Cook, and I'm an extension entomologist with the University of Minnesota.
Bob, generally, I want to talk about managing soybean aphid, but I guess to get more specific, I talked to Bruce Potter a week or two ago about aphid resistance and ways in which soybean farmers in the upper Midwest can manage aphids, and he talked about chlorpyrifos as being an option. And so I would like to begin by discussing some best management practices for that insecticide. And then I also know that it's been in the news here recently, I believe as part of a lawsuit or a court case or something. I'm not sure if you've got any specifics on that, but I guess if nothing else, let's talk about those BMPs for chlorpyrifos.
Right. So right now, chlorpyrifos is one of the few options that our growers have with soybean aphids now developing resistance to the pyrethroids, because we've only got the three groups of insecticides available to us. So chlorpyrifos right now is a pretty important tool for our soybean farmers. And the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has put out some best management practices for trying to reduce the detections of this chemical in surface waters. They're monitoring different streams and rivers and now lakes around the state, and they've been finding more and more detections of this chlorpyrifos in those surface waters. And these best management practices were designed to try to reduce the number of detection and magnitude of detections. A lot of the information in the best management practices are kind of recommendations, voluntary, and it's related to really integrated pest management. You know, so using multiple tactics to manage the pest. So for soybean aphid, you know, maybe thinking about using aphid resistant varieties if they're available. Make sure you're making that insecticide application decision based on scouting and use of the threshold, 250 aphids per plant, so that we're only applying the insecticides when we really need to. And then these BMPs provide some further guidance on understanding the label to make sure people are following the indications on the label, and, you know, reminders as to some aspects on the label, like setbacks from sensitive sites or bodies of water for application of the chemical. And again, the whole hope is that by using this, we can decrease the detections in the surface waters so that the Department of Agriculture doesn't need to further restrict the use of this chemical. Because if we lose chlorpyrifos through regulation and we're losing the pyrethroids to resistance, then our growers' hands are going to be really tied when it comes to managing soybean aphid. It's not going to be a good situation.
And given the fact that I believe right now there's an appeal to a proposal that would ban the pesticide, have the EPA ban chlorpyrifos, is that something that growers should be concerned with beyond 2018? Treatments are going on right now for aphid population. So do they need to worry at all about what happens in litigation regarding that case as far as what's going on in their fields currently, or not so much?
So my understanding currently with this this mandate to the EPA to ban chlorpyrifos, I think it was a 60-day window of time. So my understanding is that our growers can continue using chlorpyrifos over this time. That was the indication that I've heard from some folks that I know at Dow. So I don't think it'll impact things at all for this season. And then we'll have to see how things play out in the courts with this. You know, if EPA decides to follow this mandate and actually ban the product, or if there's going to be some appeals or other things playing out to try to fight to keep access to the chemical. You know, I think time will tell. On that front, next growing season could be interesting for our soybean growers. If you know, the resistance to pyrethroids, we're detecting that again this year. I don't think it's going away. And if, like I said before, you know, if we lose chlorpyrifos, our growers aren't going to have too much remaining in the toolbox for managing soybean aphid outbreaks like we're experiencing this year.
And how would you say growers in Minnesota are doing managing aphids?
I think most of our growers are doing a good job managing aphids, you know, scouting the field, using thresholds to decide when to apply. I think they've been thrown some curveballs now with the pyrethroid resistance, but I think folks are responding and kind of shying away from products that are just the pyrethroids and using things like chlorpyrifos or some of the other mixtures for managing the pests. So I think our growers overall are doing a good job.
Anything else on chlorpyrifos or managing soybean aphids, Bob, that you want to make sure we talk about?
You know, one thing that I like to remind folks about with chlorpyrifos is the some of the human health related issues there, you know, to make sure folks check the labels for specifications on respirators when using that chemical. And in that Crop News newsletter post that we put out, we provided some details in there about, you know, how to interpret those labels for respirator specifications.